Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Ooh, fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
And that's right, it's fashion time. We've got Penny on the line. How are you, Penny, this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Real good. We're cold, though.
It's chilly.
It's really cold.
It's really cold. Are you a summer or a winter person?
Oh, I'm definitely a winter person.
Yeah, she's a goth, Millie.
I saw that in you. Yeah, I kind of knew before I asked. I'm definitely a summer person.
I'm just going to be that annoying person and go in the middle and say spring.
Spring, yep. Though.
Spring and autumn.
As a shoulder season, like spring and autumn, I reckon I'd have to pick autumn.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think spring, but since living in Tāmaki Makaurau, I think my position on that is shifting because it gets really humid and disgusting.
It gets muggy.
Yeah. Spring anywhere else, though, it's like the light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Probably not good for hay fever.
Yeah, no, I'm a hay fever sufferer. I'm anti-spring.
I've got that privilege. Okay, we're talking dressing seasonally, specifically tights and stockings and some interesting history here.
Yeah, I just I came across this and I couldn't believe it. So I thought I'd talk about it. Because there were nylon riots post-World War II, and so I thought I'd look into the history and, tell you a bit of the nylon riots. And basically, it's where a whole lot of women, when they couldn't get their nylons, kind of went a bit crazy when they came back into production. But I'll start kind of like prior to the 1920s and around, you know, that kind of time. And basically, stockings were all made of silk. And when I say stockings, these are the stockings that were held up by garter belts and things like that, because pantyhose doesn't get invented until much later. And silk was like the premium choice for stockings and considered to be a luxury. It was incredibly fragile. It was prone to runs and tears, and it required very careful washing. It was seen to be a luxury item, so more wealthy people wore it. And then in the 1920s, artificial silk in the form of rayon was introduced, and that was made from chemically treated wood pulp. And it made these stockings more accessible to the broader middle classes and working classes. And of course, because in the 1920s the hemlines rose, it was considered to be quite scandalous to leave the house without any stockings on. Bare legs were not considered, great. So the demand for flesh-coloured stockings kind of rose. And some of the rayon ones were made and they were quite shiny. So they were patted down with face powder. And another key issue was that rayon produced baggy knees, which nobody wants baggy knees.
Can't have that.
Yeah, none of that.
No. But in 1935, DuPont invented nylon, which was a synthetic fabric, more durable than silk. And it caused a sensation in the US market in 1940. But then what happened was, because it was a US kind of product, took off in the US, they led a boycott in silk after Japan occupied China in 1937. And they focused specifically on the product of stockings, even though ties were made of silk, like men's ties. So they wanted all women to boycott silk stockings. There was even a saying that said, "Make Lyle the style," which was calling on women to wear cotton lisle or rayon stockings. There were huge protests, 1938 and 39, huge parades led by boycotters were held in different cities. But the hosiery workers were up in arms because they were producing the stockings in the US, but it's just that silk came from Japan. And meanwhile, nylon was entirely repurposed for military use, like parachutes and things like that. So all consumer stocking production halted. And as a result, nearly like stockings were just unavailable. And this is where you may have heard of women wearing, like drawing lines at the back of their legs.
Yes, oh, even the eyeliner.
Yeah, so they were using eyeliner to draw the line up the back of their legs so it looked like they were wearing stockings, but of course they weren't.
Some people even went as far, apparently, to dye their legs with, like, tea leaves so that they'd look a little bit more...
fake tan.
Early fake tan.
That's crack up that it didn't just, you know, mean that people stopped wearing stockings altogether and they didn't really make a comeback, but they... You know, they obviously still did, and people went crazy when they came back in stock. You'd think that if production just stopped, then eventually people would go off them and the trends would have changed or something. But
no. So basically, after the war, DuPont were struggling to, like, repurpose their factories back into making stockings. And they kind of said, oh, yeah, we'll be back in normal production within, you know, weeks. And it ended up creating a mass deficit, an intense consumer hysteria, black market, and massive street brawls across the US.
Oh my gosh. But,
for instance, in Pittsburgh, 40,000 people queued for blocks for only 13,000 available pairs of stockings.
Oh no.
The sale was for working girls only, and it led to massive verbal arguments, hair pulling, and shoving.
Whoa.
That required police intervention.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy.
Yeah, and then in New York, same year, an estimated 30,000 people lined up, and they completely blocked sidewalks and halted the traffic. San Francisco, a horde of 10,000 shoppers pressed so hard against the building that they shattered the glass storefront windows.
Oh my gosh, bad behavior.
And in the black market, delivery trucks and retail stores were regularly hijacked for stockings. And this lasted until March 1946, when DuPont managed to get production back up to meet demand.
Oh, you know what? Gosh. Like, if I was a woman in the 1940s and I was putting up with a lot of BS, like, I too would be pissed off if I couldn't get my stockings.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I don't know if I'd start pulling hair over it, but you don't know what.
It's funny though that they didn't stop ties. You know?
Actually,
Hold
on a minute.
So true, Penny.
So true. Wow, that's interesting. Fascinating that it got so out of hand.
Yeah, crazy, eh?
Yeah. Totally crazy. Yeah.
And like when I discovered the baggy knee problem for the rayon, I was like thinking of, you know how like grey tracksuits, and if people wear them in for ages, the knees get really baggy, and it's like one of my pet hates.
Yeah, it's so upsetting when that happens. You just have to get a new pair, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You just have to kind of admit it. Well, that's really fascinating. I mean, and then moving into like nowadays, I don't know, I've got tights trauma from high school.
I can't wear
them.
They definitely don't feel quite as common as they probably were back then.
Yeah.
I sometimes like tights. I'm not a nylon or like rayon or anything sort of like synthetic-y stocking sort of tight. I do like a woolen tight. But sometimes, like the other day, I wore my favourite sort of black midi skirt with these like, I think they're cotton, but they're sort of woolen feeling, purple tights, and they're awesome.
Yeah,
but I wore them with my Mary Janes, and it was kind of giving Mormon, I thought. So I was a little worried about veering into that territory. I needed something to sort of like increase the cool factor a little bit or something. I don't know.
I've got
that sounds like a great look.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good.
I think I've got bright red ones now, but I can't do the OG black ones. They just take me straight back to high school.
Yeah. I'm just sorry, Millie. Sorry to read your phone, but I have just seen a text from your dad saying that you can get hairy leg stockings.
Why would you want that?
Hairy leg stockings.
Paging my dad.
Just grow your leg hair out.
Yeah, just grow your leg hair out. Just
grow your leg hair out and plait it, and you've got instant stockings.
Yeah, awesome.
Wicked.
Nature's stocking. Hairy legs.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Penny. I feel like I've learned so much about the history of the good old tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. We've got a song. It's called Tights in August. It's not August, but we have been talking about tights, so close enough. Maybe by the time it's August, we'll all be wearing tights because it'll be even more bloody cold than it already is.
Yes.
Hope not.
We might. All right. Thank you so much, Penny. We'll catch up with you next week, eh?
Take care.
Bye.
Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.